The Mets and Reds starting a four-game series Thursday at Citi Field. Matt Harvey looking for a bounce-back start for the Mets. In the bottom of the fourth, Jose Reyes would come through with a big two-run single for him.
Pulls one through the hole of base hit. Smith is in. Here comes Plawecki. The throw by Shevler to the plate on a few hops. Save! And the Mets take the lead. Reyes down to second. He drives in a pair and the Mets lead 3-2. Driven in the air to deep left field. Back goes Duvall near the wall. Jumping, and that ball's out of here. That one cleared the orange line. And the Mets now have a 4-2 lead.
Lagares hits one deep to left. Back goes Duvall, and there she goes. Home run, Juan Lagares. He goes back-to-back with Brandon Nimmo. The sixth set of back-to-back homers by the Mets this year.
Another one deep to center by Nimmo, racing back as Irvin, looking off, and it's out of here. Brandon Nimmo with his second home run of the night. A two-run shot to make it 7-2 New York.
The Mets climb out of an early 2-0 hole, and they come back to beat the Reds 7-2 on Thursday at Citi Field. After the game, here's Mets manager Terry Collins.
You know, he's not a home run hitter by nature, but, you know, he got two tonight. But he plays with such tremendous energy, and, you know, he loves to be out there. Nobody had more fun hitting homers than he does. It was a good night for him.
Also, a step forward for Matt. I know you were talking before the game about just wanting to see one thing. Was this an even bigger step than you had anticipated, perhaps?
No question about it. To get him through five innings tonight and, you know, 74, 75 pitches, whatever he had, I thought he threw some fastball. We saw some 94s tonight. I saw some pretty good sliders tonight. I want him to use his changeup a little bit more, but I understand he's trying to feel his way with his other pitches. I just saw it was a huge step forward for him, and he should feel pretty good about, you know, the advantage as far as coming off the last game where he's at right now.
Did you think that slider got noticeably better as the game went on?
I did. I'll tell you, I thought the command of it got better too.
Go ahead, Rich.
We talked about, you know, Brandon, but Juan's home run, he seems to be pulling the ball more and some adjustments that he's making. Can you talk about how that's evolved and how pleasant that is to see?
Well, Rich, our good hitting guys are really good, and they've helped a lot of people. And one of the things that they're talking to Juan about is very similar stuff they did with Dan Murphy, and that's getting closer to the plate and get him to think about pulling the ball and getting the ball in the air a little bit more. They know he's got outstanding power. I think it helps him with plate coverage on the outside part. He's made better contact. And, again, I think, you know, these guys who are getting an opportunity to be everyday players right now, they're feeling pretty good because they're getting, you know, at bats. If they have an 0-for-4 night, they're in there the next night. And I think that helps a lot in their confidence. And so, as I've said before, you know, we look up next year and Juan Lagares is hitting 270, then he's going to have another gold glove on his shelf because he's going to be an everyday guy.
Danny.
Terry, you've talked plenty in the past about Matt's confidence level. You said he should feel pretty good about this. Did you get any sense watching him that as that game went on in fourth, fifth inning, that he showed that?
I did, Danny. I mean, you know, I have an outstanding pitching coach, and I don't get into the mechanics of pitching very much, but I watched him warm up when the game started today and in the first inning, two completely different things. And as the game went on, all of a sudden his mechanics got better and better and better. And I thought that's a huge step for him to all of a sudden start getting back into the rhythm that he needs to make quality pitches. And I still think as the strength continues to come back and the arm speed continues to come back, we're going to start seeing some signs that Matt Harvey's certainly on the way back is in full recovery.
Terry,
what do you think of Familia's two innings?
Good. I mean, he threw some splits tonight that were outstanding. You know, he needs work. That's why we left him out there. And again, he's one of those projects here at the end of the year that we've got to let him go pitch, and we got to get him to throw, you know, a number of pitches so that his arm strength builds up. But I thought it was a good outing, and one of the things, and we can talk when our starting pitching, obviously with all those guys being hurt this year, but not having that guy is I mean, he was a huge factor on our club, and it's nice to see him back out there and, again, to start to see him get himself back into shape.
Steve?
Terry, is it important for Familia as this, you know, month plays out to get into some of those more high-pressure eighth, ninth inning spots, or is it just about seeing him pitch the way that he was?
Yeah, Steve, this guy had 51 saves. I don't think he needs to be in pressure situations. I think he needs to know that blood clot is gone, that his arm has come back to full strength, that the movement's back on his fastball, that his split's working, that his command of his slider's there, that all that discomfort that he went through early in the season is over with. That's, for me, more important. He's dealt with. I mean, this guy pitched in the World Series in the ninth inning. He's been in pressure situations. So I just think to make sure that his health's okay, that's a bigger factor.
Game 2 of the series Friday has Amir Garrett starting for the Reds against Seth Lugo of the Mets.